This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nothing else comes close.
There will be a Jim Corsi mention on this show. Meanwhile, is this the right exit, Marty? Am I at the right place?
You are at the right place. I'd like to make an announcement as the show started today. It all comes on the morning after a very, very fun, very exciting a hockey game that I played last night. So I thought it was a charity game, but this young professional organization, they're having a weekly hockey camp, and they just wanted to have some alumni to play along with them, which we did, and it was awesome. But I can announce this morning that I've struck a unpaid sponsorship agreement with three major companies, Duffer. One of them is Advil. Advil will be sponsoring me for the next few weeks because I'll tell you this, the body is sore. Number two, Icy Hot. Shaquille O'Neal and I are both going to be featured in many, many commercials that will not see the light of day, but in my head they will, because first thing I reached when I got home yesterday was the Icy Hot and Ace Bandages, which will have to be wrapping my right knee for quite a little bit here. I thought I was all good. It was great. I was there. We got dressed. I actually felt great through the warm-up, like, you know, taking shots and warm-up. Usually in those alumni game, I'm dying after warm-up because that's the most amount of shots you're going to see in the very smallest amount of time. When we played the Shorzy guys this year with the Sabres alumni at the arena, I was dead after 2 minutes of standing in the crease for warm-up. Mm-hmm. But the game was easy. You get a shot here and there. I survived warm-up, and I felt so good. Like, Rick Vive was trying to score on me. I stoned him a couple of times. And Rick Vive plays 60, 70 games a year. Mm-hmm. Like, he's involved in all these alumni games. He's out there. I felt really good. I felt good after the game. I'm like, man, I felt really good. I was moving well. I made some saves. I had fun. It was great. We switched teams because my team was dominating. And then when we switched team, then my new team started to dominate. It was awesome. Then I drive home, right? It was in Niagara Falls at the Gill Center. So what's the drive home for me? 45 minutes to an hour. I get home. I got out of the car. I almost fell over. Like, as soon as I put my red leg down, my right knee was like big alarms, big red lights going off. Like, you're not doing this. So, yeah. So I basically crawled home and reached out for my three new sponsorship agreements and went to bed very early. That's so, yeah. So it was I don't know how many times I'm going to play again, but I'm going to need to load up on the Advil for sure next time.
Well, the hard to believe part is I assume the soreness was in your shoulders from patting yourself on the back for having the distinct lead in both halves of the game at which your team was performing. The other part is misery loves company, because the reason I said, am I at the right exit, is I literally just came from a neurological appointment and I missed the exit on the highway to get home. So the reason I was late getting ready for the show was I was 10 minutes extra in my travels.
Having to turn around.
No, I couldn't turn around. It was one of those situations where it's like, no, you just have to keep going. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a long
Did you have
detour.
To go all the way to Niagara exit from where you are? Because that's like the next exit or whatnot. Like sometimes
no,
that's the way.
I'm not going to get into the geography of it, but it was, yeah, there was, it was just a long, it was.
That's
a,
always the worst.
It was a like, big miss, put it that way.
I remember in Rochester, you know, I lived on the 390, right? So I would leave downtown and take the 390 to go towards Henrietta. And then if you missed the exit, your next exit, like, was beyond the 90 because you can't get off at the 90 and you have to go beyond the 90 or pull a U-E in the middle. And I got pulled over one time pulling a U-E in the middle. The one
Good,
cop
because there's
me
signs telling you not to do that.
Not to do it. So then a couple of times I'd miss my exit because you're, you know, having fun in the car, listening to music. You're like, oh, man. And then the next exit is like 5 miles. You got to go before you can turn around. So I know the feeling. It's just unfortunate. If that happened after seeing the neurologist, you're like, hey, doc, I gotta tell you something. I missed my exit on the way home.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm going to log into my portal right now and send an immediate message just to make sure they've got the latest info. You can't script this stuff, folks. Honestly, what the heck? Anyway, thank you.
So anyway, I'm feeling good now. I'm loaded up on, but I also have 3 golf tournaments coming up the next 3 Mondays. So I need to be good. I need to be able to swing the club. I need to be able to walk. I need to be able to be at my best. Like this is August. This is prime golf tournament season.
It is. And you seem more enthusiastic about it than in previous years. So, I would say this, no one's going to remember your scoring, just how you treat them. And I don't think there's going to be
one shot. You got to make one putt or one great approach or one great drive, and then that's going to carry for many years. Or remember that drive you had on 12 in 2 years ago at the turn? Yeah,
it's true. It does linger. It does linger. Yeah, but usually my presence also lingers. So maybe not the same way as arriving and making a 50-foot putt. So I'm caught somewhere in the middle there, but
no, that's all good.
We will be talking, among other things, Edmonton as our team of the day. We'll reintroduce Marty Rantanen.
Yes, please.
And
my good friends at NHL Network are gonna get the blunt of the rant today.
You mean the brunt?
The brunt.
Yeah. I mean, you could smoke them if you want.
I'm gonna be blunt, but they're gonna get the brunt. Yes.
When you say your friends at the NHL, it's like, I'm the one that used to work there.
Yes.
So like, so.
I did a couple of cameos.
What's that?
I did some cameos with the NHL Network. You have way more experience there.
I know, but I think you've done a lot more with them in recent times. So they actually are now your friends and there's probably nobody left from, you know, that's not entirely true, but it's close.
Dave Reed is still there. Did you ever work with Stu Grimson at the Canadian?
No.
So Stu did some stuff there, but he's one that has been there for a while. But Dave Reed, he has been from day one with you at the NHL Network in Canada and now in the US.
Has Catherine Tappan actually started? Like when she kind of came back into the hockey circle in the last year and a bit after all of the NBC and especially, you know, football, has she been doing anything with NHL Network?
I think so, but I think their show is like late afternoon.
Okay.
So usually that's when we are at the arena getting organized, right? So for me, I...
Because she would have been one of the few still that there would have been an overlap from when my time...
Probably. Weeksy is one that has been there and will continue to be there, right? He's
I was in the chair on Weeksy's first night at NHL Network. It was awesome, so...
He's great. But for me, NHL Network is you get home from our games, I turn it on, there's always bonus coverage, highlights the next morning. Like that's where I'm at when with my viewing of NHL Network. But now also with all the highlights on NHL.com. I mean, you can just run through all the goals in 12 minutes, all the highlights in 20 minutes. Like, it's pretty good that way.
The big disconnect still is why NHL Network programming just doesn't stream on the app on the NHL. Like, it's a bit of a mystery. I get it. There's undoubtedly logistics involved, but I think for the betterment of NHL Network and its exposure, it should in large quantities exist on the NHL app.
I would think you got to not suck people in, but you got to draw people to your product.
And no, you had it right the first time. Yeah, that's literally what everybody's trying to do. Yes. Suck people.
Suck you in. Draw you in.
Mr. Jeff is in full agreement on this.
Hey, choosing the right words makes a difference, right? So, but draw people in to the NHL network through the NHL website and the app so that you can say, hey, you know what? We can now build with advertisement and all of it, the fact that we have a much bigger audience. And at some point, people will be relying on to that a lot more. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. That's something that they should do. I also think that NHL Network is being run by pretty much MLB Network now. Like, that is
It has been for a long time, yes.
It has been for a long time. But since moving to Secaucus, New Jersey, I think MLB Network's the same way. Like, they have an app, but you're not getting MLB Network TV on the app. You have to have a cable subscription to be able to watch it.
Why, you're not going to believe where this question is coming from. Mm. Well, you will. Why did you struggle against the Oilers as a Sabre?
Oh, boy. See, my timer's off. I can't answer the question.
Is that the sprinkler again?
The sprinkler, yeah. Why did I struggle against the Oilers? Fast ice in Edmonton. Nordland Coliseum, fast ice. You know, I didn't play the Oilers all that often.
0-3 lifetime against the Oilers as a Sabre.
Okay. I didn't play them that often.
Most losses by a Sabres netminder against Edmonton without securing at least one win.
3 games. Wow. That's a highlight.
But the irony is here. Do you know who's lost the most against them?
Ooh, I'm going to say Ryan Miller. No.
In the history of your sports broadcasting career, you could never be more wrong. Ryan Miller was 6-0 lifetime.
He owned them.
Okay.
I was like, maybe. Yes. I mean, that seems like a trick question. My next answer is going to be Dom Hasek, because I'm like, maybe he's played them more.
When were the Oilers great?
In the 80s.
Who were the goalies of note for the Sabres in the 80s?
Okay, so we're talking about Barrasso.
Yes, and?
Sove, Edwards.
No, Barrasso and Hoopa.
Hoopa.
All world and all universe were terrible against Edmonton. Now, the irony
is... But Poops' first game was fantastic.
First NHL game was against Edmonton, and it was a shutout. He never beat them again. He finished 1-5-1 as a Sabre against the Oilers, and Barrasso was even worse, and he was 1-6-1. But totally understandable based on the era and what they were up against and how good and high-scoring Edmonton was at that time. Your excuse,
probably like
on the other
8-5
hand,
games or whatnot.
Like, I can't find one for you.
High scoring games. I cannot. I have two memories of ever playing the Edmonton Oilers, and neither of them are with the Sabres. Okay. So 2011, 2012.
Sabres live, buddy.
I know, but like, I'm just talking about my memories, right?
I
like
know.
2011, 2012, we start the season in a West Coast trip with the New York Rangers and Lundqvist. So that's the year that Lundqvist played 62 games. I played 21. Mm-hmm. But really, throughout that whole season, 82-game season, I didn't get pulled once and Lundqvist didn't get pulled once. But in Edmonton, Lundqvist had some new skates at the start of that season. And he was having like foot pains and whatever, ankle pains through his skates. And start of the third period, he comes to the bench a minute in and he goes, Marty, my feet are killing me. I think I may have to leave. And Torts is looking at me like, Marty, what's Hank saying? I'm like, nothing, Torts. It's all good. Next whistle, Hank is banging on the door because the Zamboni door used to be behind the net, right? Exit for the team. He's banging on the door and he's leaving. And he's looking at me, like waving me in, like bringing the lefty. So I get my mask and Torch is like, where are you going? I'm like, Hank's feet are killing him. His feet are killing him? What are you talking about? His feet are killing him. I'm like, yeah, his new skates are digging into his ankle. He's bleeding. Like I saw it in the intermission or whatever. So I went in and, I played like 15 minutes. I maybe had like 3 or 4 shots, did not get a decision or whatever. But I still remember like him leaving. He's like, I'm out. See you later. So that's one.
And that is funny.
With the New York Islanders, we played a preseason game in Edmonton. We went to Saskatoon for camp, played Calgary, played the Edmonton Oilers. And David Perron was with the Edmonton Oilers. And in preseason, I was backing up. I wasn't even starting. And so at the end of the period, they do a Jumbotron interview with David Perron. And I knew David Perron a little bit. And he's a funny guy, but he's serious. But everybody else around him laughs and they roll over for the thing he says. So they're like, David Perron is... second preseason game and last game, you had a fantastic night with 2 goals and 1 assist. How are you feeling in camp so far? He goes, actually, I had 2 goals and 2 assists in the last preseason game. I'm on the bench and I am laughing so hard. How do you correct the interviewer on the Jumbotron in a preseason game about another preseason game? Because actually I had 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists.
Amazing.
I'm like, oh, amazing. But like, no, everybody got back to the room. They're like, look at this jerk. Like, I'm like, no, like if you have to know him. So another one that's still playing. So those are my two memories, core memories of the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, how about that?
Well, for me, it was watching the Oilers transition from the WHA into the NHL. And of course, this is peak Gilbert Perreault, Buffalo Sabres fandom time for
1979, me. 1979-1980 is when the merger happened.
And the first, some things in life don't surprise you. And in that first ever meeting between Buffalo and Edmonton at the Odd, the Sabres won 9-7, and Perreault had 4 points, and Gretzky had 3 points. And so it started this back and forth between these two and I've never quite heard it from Gilbert's standpoint, but Wayne has always been, from his youngest age, adoring of Perreault. And ironically, after that first meeting where the two of them light up the scoreboard, it was only a year after that season where the two of them were playing on the same line for Canada the Canada Cup in 81 before Perreault got hurt in the tournament, but they got off to this incredible start. So on and on, this first year season series went. Buffalo wins. They go 2-1-1 in the season series against the Oilers. Again, it's Edmonton's first year. Yeah. Perreault picks up 11 points in the season series, just probably adding to the mystique, right, from a Gretzky standpoint. Now, Wayne, of course, ended tied for the scoring title that year with Marcel Dion. Dion got it on the strength of more goals.
And Wayne grew up in Toronto, right. So he obviously... Yeah. Well, yeah, but he obviously paid attention to hockey. Yeah. So the Leafs being there, but the Sabres, the proximity, and watched Gilbert from 1970 up until whatever and paid attention to that. So there's that also, that factor.
But then... the second ever meeting between these two blew my mind. It was in Edmonton. The Oilers won 6-5. Buffalo was defeated by netminder Jim Corsi.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Jim
How did
Corsi.
That happen?
So, like, well, Jim Corsi.
One of his 8 NHL wins.
I was going to say, he has, well, how many? 8 wins. You're right. 8. He went 8-14-3 in 26 NHL games and was with the Oilers in that very first season after playing in Quebec in the WHA for the previous 2 years. And after that year, he never got back to the NHL. I mean, that was his 1 year, played 26 games, went to Oklahoma City, Houston, in the CHL, which was a Central Hockey League, and then played in Italy for a few years before returning as a goalie coach and then making his way to Buffalo and working with Dominic Hasek and myself and Ryan Miller and the Corsi stat. People think that that's a, you know, that's a Jim Corsi thing. No, it's not a Jim Corsi thing. It was somebody working on the shot attempts statistic, and he knew the Sabres used that to measure the goalie's workload. And he looked at the Sabres basically coaching staff, and he was going to call it the Regeer because Darcy Regeer had talked about it. He was going to call it the Rough. And he's like, that doesn't. And then he goes, Corsi. That's a great name for a stat. So he called it the Corsi because of Jim Corsi. But it's not Jim Corsi that started it. But yes, Jim Corsi defeating the Sabres in that game, 6-5, incredible.
It really is. And it just, you know, a lot, again, you go through the history of you know, what has now been since 1980. So you're talking 45 years of head-to-head matchups. And Buffalo's had 28 netminders all time go against the Oilers. We mentioned your record against them.
I pulled a Bob Esenza, did not have any wins at all.
You and John Blue were both 0-3 against Edmonton. But yeah, Ryan Miller, absolutely dominant, 6-0 lifetime as a Sabre. Now, it's always worthy of a mention, goaltending, when we're talking Edmonton, right? And here we go into another season. Oilers have been in the finals the last 2 years. There is so much, and we're just getting into it right now. But there's also a Marty Rantanen coming up later in the show that is not Edmonton specific, so we need to save time for that.
Yes.
But since we've opened this pathway through Corsi and Miller and yourself and others, it's August 7th. Like, happy birthday, Sid. But, like, what is the Oilers' goaltending situation, in your opinion, and the likelihood that it gets them back to a third straight Stanley Cup final?
It's unfortunate because I think the Oilers as a team are not as good as they were last year, and they're not as good as they were 2 years ago. They lost a ton of players. You know, 2 years ago, they lost Holloway, Broberg, McLeod, Fogle. Now they lose Kane, Arvidsson, Brown, Perry, Jeff Skinner, whatever. Like, they're not as good as they were. And you would think if goaltending was trending the right way, they could overcome that. But goaltending is not trending the right way. Goaltending is a big question mark. Goaltending has not been addressed. Now, maybe they've addressed it by changing their goalie coach this year. So they went to Peter Aubrey, and we'll see what that does. Maybe that changes Stuart Skinner. Maybe that changes Calvin Pickard. We'll see. But you look at the Oilers last year in the league. They were 14 in goals against per game. It's not bad. You're right. Middle of the road. But when you look at the expected goals again, they were the second best defensive team in the National Hockey League. Mm-hmm. So when you go from your expected goals to be number two and your actual goals are 14th in the league, that's a massive drop-off. They were 24th in goals above average. Basically, the goaltending, when you see their workload, the quality of shots, the Sabres were 25th. And we all know that the Sabres did not get the quality goaltending that they needed. But because you have McDavid and Draisaitl, you can overcome that. Because you have Evan Bouchard, you can overcome that. But I don't know that they will this year because they don't have the depth to help them.
However, not to be lost in all of this, when you are focused on chasing a Stanley Cup and it's only a two-month window, these larger sample numbers don't really matter.
Yeah.
And the only reason the Oilers got to the final again this year, unexpected six-game winning streak from Calvin Pickard, maybe seven, and unexpected return to glory for Skinner before they got to the Stanley Cup final. So there are two distinct ways to look at how we have seen the Oilers succeed and not succeed in their consecutive runs to the final.
But it was a bet the farm moment, you know, when you look at the Florida Panthers and the Oilers and you look at Bobrovsky against Skinner. And you're thinking,
yeah,
this
but Marty, even the year before, they were up 3-0, and then Bob couldn't nail it down, and they had to squeak out a Game 7 win. So I struggle with these kind of wide brush commentaries, knowing that if your team is just good enough and you have the intangibles, whatever they are, to just get you to the next game, get you to the next series.
But they're not as good this year.
They might, I know, but they could still win a Stanley Cup with Stuart Skinner, is what I'm saying.
They could, but they're not as good this year. You look at their roster from last year, right? They had Hyman and RNH, and they had Dylan Holloway, but I mean, they ended up losing. They had Corey Perry. They had Evander Kane coming back, made a big difference in the playoffs because that helped with their depth. This year, you're thinking of Ike Howard potentially playing a top six role. You're talking of Matt Savoy potentially playing a top six role.
You tell me that either of those two guys are going to be less productive than Skinner and Arvidsson?
I think that Skinner and Arvidsson were a bad gamble, right?
They so there's two spots in your top 12 that you get fresh legs to play with elite talent like Draisaitl,
McDavid, Nugent Hopkins. But Connor Brown was good. Corey Perry was good. Evander Kane was really good. Like, to me, and look, they were 5 points from missing the playoffs. They end up with 101 points last year. Mm-hmm. And 96 made Calgary. It and 96 missed, right? Yeah. When you look at the way that it worked out with Calgary and St. Louis, Minnesota, they were 5 points away from missing the playoffs. Do you think this roster could lose 5 points to the roster from last year?
No, because McDavid and Draisaitl will presumably push when necessary and get them. And well, come playoff time, they might be better because if Hyman's healthy the whole way, then they're, I mean, that was your. Like, that's not to be lost here. You're like, hey, yeah, they lost to the Panthers again in the final, but
no Hyman.
You thought that was a massive blow. And
well, I think mean, if you're Stan Bowman and Chris Knobloch, right. You may be going the route of if we have Zach Hyman, mm-hmm. We could have beaten the Florida Panthers. But again, now you may have Hyman, but you don't have Kane, you don't have Perry, you don't have Connor Brown. You're still missing some pieces.
I'd take Hyman over that trio every time, though.
I would take Hyman healthy over that trio 100%. I think Evander Kane did have a lot of value to it, but Hyman knows how to play with Connor McDavid and knows how to produce with Connor McDavid.
Don't worry about Evander. He's part of the Elias Pettersson revenge tour, which we're going to get to way deep into the alphabet.
When we get to Vendetta.
Team of the Day Vancouver. Yeah,
V for Vendetta for Kane and Pettersson. But yes, how about this? The biggest question going into the season for the Edmonton Oilers, to me.
Do you want to hold it and use it after the break?
Oh, why not? Yes.
In the meantime, you should enter to win a key to the arena, including Sabres and Bandits season ticket membership for 25-26 and a pair of tickets to 5 upcoming KeyBank Center live events. Enter to win this one-of-a-kind prize at Sabres.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
.com/key. Marty Rantanen and his ultimate Oilers question coming up.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Two meetings last year between Buffalo and Edmonton, of course, and two this year. They will happen on 11-17 and 12-9. But last year's season series was interesting, as the Oilers are our team of the day. Buffalo had two games of 3-2 scores against the Oilers. They lost in Edmonton. They won at home with Josh Norris.
Oh, yeah.
It was home, was it not, Jeff? The Josh Norris game-winning assist in his only victory so far as a member of the Sabres, because he only played three games. But it was on this play where Norris did the work and ultimately allowed Tage Thompson to get the winner against the Oilers.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, we're going to have to get those type of production and results from Josh Norris this year healthy. That would definitely help the Sabres get to the playoffs, or at least close to it, and knocking on the door. But the Oilers, man, they had some moments last year where they looked really good, and then they had some moments like this, like turnover at the blue line. Norris comes in, gets it to Thompson. He walks around Stu Skinner, who's swimming like a fish in the crease, right? And that was their season. You had some great moments, and then you had some not so good. And this was a not so good moment for the Oilers.
Since McDavid entered the NHL, Buffalo is 10-7-1 against the Oilers. And granted, McDavid did not play in two of those 18 games. But did you know, and I think you might, this might just serve as a gentle reminder from something I've said in previous on-air episodes featuring the two of us, that McDavid's lowest points per game total in the NHL, even though it's almost at 1.2 points per game, is against the Buffalo Sabres.
Somehow they've had his number, but he still gets over like a point a game, and that's good. Hey, guys, you know what? We know we're not going to keep him off the scoreboard. Just don't give him more than one.
Right.
And that's something that the Sabres were able to do. And then when you look at that win at home against the Edmonton Oilers, how many points did Connor McDavid get? One, it was a power play assist that made it 2-2 in the second period before Thompson scored to make it 3-2. So you give him a point, and you're giving yourself a good chance to win. You give him two or three, it's bye-bye, and you take the L.
Marty Rantanen coming up, but first, the big question.
The big question with the Edmonton Oilers. And I know we're talking about Alex Tuch in Buffalo this summer about, hey, when is the extension coming? Okay, that's nice here in Buffalo. Alex Tuch wanted to sign an extension. Let's get it done before the season starts. But Connor McDavid's extension, he was eligible to sign an extension on July 1 as well because he has 1 year left to his contract. And we are now August the 7th, and I have not heard anything.
What do you mean anything? It's in the Edmonton papers every day.
Okay, I've not heard any, like, conversation between the teams, any, like, hey, you know what, Connor McDavid's going to want $18 million, and the team's offering $15 million, and, like, there's no mention, and maybe they're doing it behind closed doors, and Jeff Jackson, the president, which was Connor McDavid's agent, is sitting down, like, on the golf course or whatnot, and they're talking it that way. But I'm concerned because I don't think the Oilers have any cap restriction next year when it comes to the cap is going to go up to over $100 million. They have $52 million or $58 million committed. They do have a lot of players that need a contract in a year from now. But your number one priority is Connor McDavid. I don't think they are going to tell Connor McDavid, we don't have the money. They'll pay him whatever he wants. Right now I feel, and I'm not a pessimist guy. I'm not a negative guy. I'm a positive guy. But right now I feel like Connor McDavid is telling the Oilers, I want to see what happens. And that is troubling for the Oilers because if Connor McDavid somehow October, November, December comes and goes and he's not signed to an extension, Stan Bowman is going to have a lot of sleepless nights trying to figure out what to do with Connor McDavid.
I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think the number is
I've been on that train the whole time. I've never thought it was going to be an issue, but now I think it may start to become an issue.
I think the number is going to be close to 20 million.
Yeah, well, because so you can sign 20% is the maximum of the salary cap the year that you sign that you could go for. So if the cap goes to 103.5 million, 105 million, then 20-21%, 21 million would be the 20% of the cap. And I think it's going to be at the very least 18 to 19 million, but it could go over 19 into 20 if he really wants to get it done.
Which Oilers are you? So when do you think it will get done?
I would think that that would need to be done before the season starts.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be a major distraction for everybody, like, and trying to, you know, to move forward, to say, hey, we have our team. We have our, you know, Zach Hyman and Leon Draisaitl, Evan Bouchard, who didn't sign an 8-year deal, right? He signed a shorter term deal,
right?
Kind of almost open. Like, if we don't go anywhere and if Connor McDavid doesn't sign here, I've got an out in what, 5 years, 4 years, 5 years, as opposed to wait 8 years.
Yeah, a little different with Bouchard. Obviously, he's younger and he's going to cash in. First of all, there are no comps to McDavid, but like, yeah, Bouchard's a good deal for him. And by the time his next one rolls around, the cap is going to be a lot higher and he's going to be able to.
He's 25 and he will be 29 in 4 years when his contract expires, and he'll still be at the age of, you can sign a 6-7-8 year deal. Yeah. Well, it won't be 8 year deals available by then because the new CBA will kick in, but he can sign a 6 or 7 year deal and be fine.
And the cap could be between 113 and 120 million by then. So, top goaltenders all time against Buffalo from Edmonton's perspective, which Oiler goalie beat Buffalo the most?
Grant Fuhr.
Yes. Fuhr. 12.
I was thinking. I was like, okay, is it Andy Moog or Grant Fuhr?
Andy Moog, 5. Stuart Skinner, Curtis Joseph, Bill Ranford with 3 wins apiece.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Curtis Joseph had some good moments with the Oilers. That's right. I forget that he had some really, really good moment. You know, it wasn't Dwayne Roloson, but Dwayne Roloson had a good moment with the Oilers as well. He played with us yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was great defenseman. Stay at home. He was awesome. Not a goalie, but yes, Dwayne Roloson is also had some good moments in the crease for the Oilers.
I have a good trivia question for you.
Okay.
Two former Sabres have their number retired by Edmonton. Who are they?
Two former Sabres have their... Well, Grant Fuhr is one.
Correct.
And the other one is going to be... Oh. I don't know who the other one is.
Al Hamilton, defenseman who was with the Sabres in the early 70s.
Oh.
When Al was emerging as a standout defenseman with the Edmonton Oil Kings, there were comparisons to Bobby Orr. He ultimately, his numbers, he was very good with Buffalo, but he chose the WHA route when it started to go back to a place he excelled in junior. He actually broke in with the Rangers for a few games before he ended up in Buffalo, but he had a terrific, you know, among WHA players for that half dozen years, like a legendary career. And then, of course, they merged with the NHL. He was there that first season in the NHL with Edmonton, but injuries kind of, you know, pushed him to the sidelines more than he would have liked, and he called it quits. But obviously, significance in the Oilers brand, their transition. He was there for Gretzky's first year in the WHA and in the, you know, in the, obviously in the NHL as well. Al Hamilton is the only non-80s Oiler, like Oilers dynasty of the 80s, he's the only non-dynasty player to have his number retired by the Edmonton Oilers. So But yes, it was.
And that's why I didn't think that, because I was thinking the Messiers, well, and the Yeri Curry and the Glenn Andersons. And I was like, okay, who else is in that group of guys that
are not
number retired NHL wise, but he's not, like, it's WHA.
And the thing is, like, when we reflect upon the beginnings of the Sabres and how good they were in making it to the final in just their fifth year, like, the defense corps was really, really strong. It's unfortunate that Al Hamilton chose to not stay in the NHL and continue with Buffalo. I mean, yes. Because he obviously would have been yet another, you know, standout performer. He was with the Sabres only in the first two seasons of 70-71 and 71-72. 30 points the first year, 34 the next. And I mean, the numbers are almost insignificant in the sense of, you know, look, you're an expansion team. You're swimming uphill every night. You're just doing, yeah. But hey, Al Hamilton on a really great Buffalo team in year five could have been absolutely legendary. Anyway, just
one of the
time.
Guy I thought maybe, but I'm like, yeah, he doesn't have his number retired. But when you think of the Oilers and the Sabres and somebody that was there for three Stanley Cups, is Craig Muni.
Craig Sims. Oh, Craig Muni. Yes.
Craig Muni. So I yes. thought Craig Muni, yes. maybe I'm like, he doesn't have his number retired. But when I think of Oilers and Buffalo and players that have played for both, mm-hmm. I think of Craig Muni because he was that stay-at-home, big, tough defenseman, and obviously has made Western New York and Buffalo his home and has been here, and I see him, and we'll see him in a few weeks here at the Alumni Golf Tournament.
Craig Simpson is one I would have thought of as well, who in his day was a very, very, very good winger in the NHL, and that's going to lead us down the path of today's wingers, and Marty Rantanen.
Yes. Right now?
Yeah.
Right now?
There's only 6 minutes left in the show.
Okay, well, let me get you on the NHL. Our friends, I'm not going to say my friends, our friends at the NHL Network have listed the top 20 wingers for this upcoming season. And, I mean, Nikita Kucherov is number one. I'm like, that's really good. David Pastrnak is number two. That's really good. But I have a few issues with their list. Number one, what's a winger? Because on their list of wingers, they have many centers that are listed on the NHL.com as centers. If you go through left wing, right wing in the stats, you're looking at Jake Guentzel. He's listed as a center. Is he playing the wing? Yes, but he's listed as a center. Well, why isn't Tage Thompson not on this list then? Well, he's listed as a center. Doesn't matter. Sam Reinhart is listed as a center on NHL.com, and he's on the top 20 wingers on NHL Network.
It's 2025, and we're still having this problem with what players are listed as on NHL.com.
I say this, unless you are a true center, it should never be specified wingers or whatever. You want to give me the top 10 centers? I think there's something to be said about a real center, somebody that plays the middle all the time. But most of everybody interchanges between the wing and the center and a wing. I mean, we could look at Draisaitl and say he's a winger, because when he plays with McDavid, he's a winger, but he's going to be listed as a center. There's so much there. Marty Natchez is listed as a center, so he's not on this list. I think Marty Natchez has the numbers to be considered potentially as a top 20 winger, but no, he's a center on NHL.com, like Tage Thompson, but they didn't do that for Guentzel and Reinhart. So I have a problem, and I also have a problem that Tate Thompson's not on the list. And I could make an argument for Alex Tuch on this list. And they put Adrian Kempe on the list at number 20. Adrian Kempe is a good player. Adrian Kempe is a good winger. But I think Alex Tuch plays more of a role of multiple dimension, like penalty kill, power play, end of periods. Like, I think that he could be on there. And here's one more of a Marty Rantanen. Brady Tkachuk is listed as the 14th best winger in the National Hockey League, according to NHL Network. Do you know who in the Sabres had the, I don't want to say identical numbers, but very, very similar number to Brady Tkachuk this year? Jason Zucker. 53, 51 points, whatever, the same amount of games, 72. Like Jason Zucker had the same production as Brady Tkachuk. I get that Brady Tkachuk's the captain, but he's not the 14th best winger in the NHL. Don't get me. Like, I get Matthew Tkachuk is high on the list. That's fine. But don't put Brady Tkachuk as a top 20 winger.
Well, Brady was battling injuries, so I think that put a little dent in the production.
And then, you know what? Show me what he can do when he's fully healthy. But he's not on my top 20 list right now.
Well, what else do you have a problem with on the list?
I have a problem with Brandon Hagel being 13th. Like, Brandon Hagel is a top 10 winger in the NHL. And I could have a debate seeing he's a top 6 potential winger in the NHL. And he's 13th. Jesper Bratt is a spot ahead of Brandon Hagel. Like, that to me, I get Jesper Bratt had a great season last year.
He's had many great seasons.
Yeah,
he's had more great seasons than Hagel.
Yeah, but Hagel at 90 points last year, he the way that he plays, again, give me somebody that has a different element to his game. Hagel has that.
Why aren't you bent out of shape that Ovi is at 17 when he's still basically the goals per game leader in the NHL outside of guys like Pasternak?
Yes, but I look at the list and I'm like, okay, like, I'm Clayton Keller. Clayton Keller is there. There's a lot there. I'm just saying Ovi for me was 20th. I have him on the list, but I don't have him in the top 15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Lists to come, that is the dog days of August, thanks to our friends at NHL Network. We're back after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, Marty, birthdays on this day. Obviously, we already talked about Sid. Everybody knows it, 87. Do you know the goaltending fraternity is represented nicely today with Jake Allen and Jonathan Bernier headlining the list of birthdays?
Okay, well, one is still playing and one is not. So Jake Allen's still going. And
yeah, for five more years.
I know. Well, he took so his number maybe would be lower, whatever. He took the money. But yeah, so Jake Allen is going. Jonathan Bernier was a really good prospect, and look, maybe he didn't match the level as to
he had some darn good years.
Really good year, but he was thought of as being like a guy that was maybe going to go out and win a Vezina. When he first started, I remember playing against him when I was in Bridgeport as in the conditioning. He was playing with Manchester, which was the LA Kings for like farm team. We had a game where there was six fights in the first 5 minutes of the game. it was the AHL in its glory days.
Philip DeRouville, also born on this day.
I have a great Philip DeRouville story. He came to camp with Buffalo 1 year and we decided to go out. And he was like very clean and did not like germs. And we were out and the place was not very clean. It was a college hangout bar or whatever. And Phil, we used to call him the Roover. He went to the bathroom about 12 times to wash his hands in like an hour because the place was dirty. And he would yell at the scorekeeper if what? The shot clock wasn't right. Like he'd be like, you owe me 5 shots that period. He'd be yelling at the end of periods to the shot keeper.
Oh, poor Phil. He only played 3 NHL games. It was 1 and 2. But the good news was we evolved as society to have hand sanitizers everywhere. Yes. I'm sure he's rejoicing. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.